I find it interesting that in the 1972 convention, civil society is not even a consideration, whereas in the 2005 convention, for instance, it's a very big part of it. It is a states parties convention. It is an international treaty. But today, with the communications capacity, I wonder how one could better hear the voice of civil society, because they're on the ground at the site level.
Yes, I totally agree with you. Now, in the 2005 convention, we insisted on including an article in the convention to make it compulsory, because if you don't make it compulsory, member states prefer not to involve civil societies too much in their decision-making. Despite the presence of the article in the convention, I don't see, even in the 2005 convention, I really don't see the involvement of civil society as strong as it should be. So it really depends on the state party. The fact that there is no article in the convention, in the 1972 convention, is not a reason for not involving civil society, because you have the operational guidelines. You can still have a creator role for civil society in the operational guidelines. State parties, they're not going to be able to deal with their sites without the help of civil society. And they're struggling, and civil society is one of the best options they have to get help in conservation and in communication and in many things. And maybe a new chapter of the operational guidelines on the involvement of civil society would be timely now.